God. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And a man, lame from birth, was being carried in. People would lay him daily at the gate of the temple called the Beautiful Gate, so he could ask for alms from those entering in the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked them for alms. Peter looked intently at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver or gold, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. Jumping up, he stood and began to walk, and he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. All the people saw him walking and praising God, and they recognized him as the one who used to sit and ask for alms at the Beautiful Gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
What a wonderful children's sermon that was, because it is completely what we're going to be talking about today, and that is partnering with God. We've been spending now the last 3 Sundays and today talking about stewardship and about what we give to the church and how we feel about the things that God gives to us. And on the first Sunday, we talked about the benefits of being a steward, of being a person who is faithful and who gives and has a giving spirit. And then the second Sunday, we talked about balance in our lives, balancing the prosperity gospel and the poverty gospel, both of which are very important, both that one that says God is blessing us, and he is giving us everything. And the other that says we really need to be humble and not focus on what God is giving us, but what we are giving to God. We have to find a balance between those two. And then last week we talked about the responsibility that we as stewards have. And that God has given us everything. Everything. And we are responsible to return it to him. We are stewards. And today we end our sessions talking about stewardship, although stewardship is something that goes on all year long, talking about partnership, partnering with God. 1 + 1 may equal 2 in the mathematics world, but 1 + 1 does not equal 2 in the faith world. It does not double. It multiplies. It goes forth into the world. It compounds tremendously when you and I link up in partnership with God to live the Christian life, to be what God is calling us to be. Now, think about the scripture that Jeff just read for you. Get a picture of that in your mind. It was a very, very busy time at the temple. The people were coming and going, and the temple was the center of the city's life. Always seemed to be something going on in the courtyard of the temple. The beggar, who had been lame since birth, was brought by his friends to be there at the gate called Beautiful to beg for money, to beg for alms as a way of trying to take care of himself and survive with his difficulty. And he was there to greet people as they came to pray, and perhaps he felt that people going to prayer would be more generous with their gifts than just putting him on the corner where they were selling fish and food and other things. But on that day, his regular routine was interrupted. He asked for one, and he asked for one thing, and he received something totally different. You see, Peter and John were going about their regular religious routine, and they were going into the sanctuary to pray, and the beggar was asking for money. But those routines were interrupted when the beggar asked, and Peter said, "Silver and gold I have none, but such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk." And then he took the man by the hand, and he lifted him up, and he entered the temple with all of them together, arm in arm, praising God and leaping and thanking God for his goodness. I want you to fasten your mind this morning on one brief word from this particular story. And it is very easy to remember, for it says, "Such as I have, give I unto you." And I think it's important that today is All Saints Sunday, where we remember those people who have been such an important part of our lives, who have taught us and who have guided us to be the people that we are today, both individually and as a church. And I think it's also good that today is Consecration Sunday, a time when we commit ourselves to ministry to God through this church. A time when each of us is asked to share not only our time and our talents, but that is important, and I will talk a little bit more about that in a minute, but also our estimates of giving, our pledges, if you will, to the ministries of this church. And I think those two things are tied together. There have been people who have given their talents, their gifts, and abilities, and witness, and yes, their money, to build up this church, to make it what it is today. And now it is our turn to step up to the plate and to give and to share, so that this church will continue to be strong in its witness to Jesus Christ. Who we are, what we have been given, how we live, how we share, how we give all in partnership with God is what makes this church so special. And let me give you a little hint. This church is pretty doggone special. Amen? Thank you. Somebody said amen. Yay. That is true. That is a simple and a profound truth. And God expects. And yes, I'll even say that God demands that each of us give what we can. God demands of each the gifts that we have, the gift of our time, the gift of our talents and abilities, and the gift of our tithe. So the first is the gift of time, and we learn all about how we are supposed to use our time wisely and well, and we're not supposed to waste our time. And that's all very important and very much a part of our Christian beliefs. But what I want to say today is that it's a little bit more than that. I want to put a kind of different spin on it. I want us to think about the fact that we live here and now in the present, and we have to be alert to Christ and for Christ in every moment. You see, God gives us opportunities to speak to a friend, to make a phone call, to check on a sick neighbor. God gives us those opportunities, and we need to be sensitive to them and take those opportunities to share God's love. We all have time. We're busy, yeah, I get that. But we have time. One of the things that I have always learned as I've grown in ministry is that when something pops in my mind, a person, a particular event, or something pops in my mind, I better do something about that. I better make that phone call or write that email or take attention to that matter, because something, I believe the Holy Spirit put it there for a reason. And there's some need that needs to be met. So we need to think about the gift of our time. We need to seize the moments, as Ms. Chris was just saying a few minutes ago, to share other people's God's love. Money, yeah, we have to have it, but money is not going to make disciples of Jesus Christ. You hear me? We are the ones who are called to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. We are the ones who meet the needs of others. We are the ones who share God's love. We are the ones who get out and do things to help others. We all have the gift of time, and we need to use it wisely, and we need to use it thoughtfully as we share God's love. The second thing is the gift that we all have is that we all have the gift of our talents. God gave each and every one of us talents and abilities. And you say, oh, but I don't know what mine are. Yeah, I think you might have a little idea. We are all part of the work of the church. It is not just the pastor or the associate pastor or the staff. It is all of us working together to share what we have and how we are able to lead in helping other people. We are all responsible to be a part of the church work. It's sort of like, think of it as the church as a ship. The members on the ship of the church, there are no passengers. There are only crew. And we are all crew members. Or if you want to say, the church is like an orchestra. Every member has a different instrument, and they're playing a unique sound that, when added to all the others, brings about something beautiful, something profound. Romans 12, Paul says, "For by the grace given to me, I bid everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of the faith that has been given him. For as in one body we have many members, and all members do not have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members, one with another. Having different gifts according to the grace given to us makes the church what it is. If we were all musicians, that'd be pretty cool. But what would that say to helping with the needs of others? If we were all construction and building people, how would we know how to get out and share the gospel? We all have to bring what we know, what we can do together. Because, see, we all have gifts and talents. If we give back to the Lord, He uses it. And if we invest our talents through the church, His fellowship grows and is enriched. And when we give such as we have, we begin to realize how much can be accomplished for Christ if we don't care who gets the credit. And then thirdly, that one little word that everybody says, oh, preacher, don't talk about that. And that is the gift of the tithe. You see, we have our time, we have our talent, and we have our tithe. That's the third gift that all of us can do. We all have the tithe, whether it's $5 for an allowance, or $5 an hour for your job, or $50,000 a year in salary. We all have a 10% that God calls us to give to the church or to the ministry of His love. How marvelous is the idea of tithing? It puts us on common ground. No matter what our financial situation, whether we are rich or poor, or the vast range of economic resources that we call the middle class, the requirement and the reward is the same. Malachi states it very clearly. You know that book, the last book in the Old Testament? It says, bring the full tithe into the storehouse, and therefore put me to the test as the Lord of hosts. That's the requirement and the reward. And if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out upon you a blessing that you will not be able to receive, a blessing that will be overflowing. You see, what we have isn't the issue, or don't have. How we use it is the issue. And we can all give the same of what we have, the tithe. And thus stand together in receiving the blessings of our Lord. I close with this morning. There was a book that was written. It was called My Lady of the Chimney Corner. And I must admit, I haven't read the book myself. But there was a quote from it that just was so profound that I found this week. The woman who, in the book, one of the characters says, God isn't a printed book to be carried around by a man in fine clothes, nor a cross dangling at the watch chain of a priest. God takes a hand wherever He can find it and just does with it what He likes. Sometimes He takes a bishop's hand and lays it on a child's head in benediction. And then He takes the hand of a doctor to relieve pain and the hand of a mother to guide her child. And sometimes He takes the hand of a poor creature like me to give comfort to a neighbor. But they're all hands touched by His Spirit. And His Spirit is everywhere looking for hands to use. Such as we have, we all have time, we all have talents and abilities, and we all have a tithe. When we give such as we have, all sorts of miracles happen. It happens in our lives. It happens in the lives of others. We need to go and give. And that's what God is calling us to do. So this morning, I invite you into a time of consecration. And if you came prepared this morning to place your pledge card on the altar, Bill's going to play some music in just a minute, and we're going to give you that opportunity to come and lay it on the altar. I hope that everybody will make a pledge. And if it's not a tithe, that's okay. I'm not going to know what you write on that piece of paper. That's between you and God. And I believe that we can all give and promise to give something. And if it's not a complete tithe, that's okay. God can work with us on that. But this is saying that we are willing to put our money where our mouth is in the ministry of this church. We believe that we have been called to reach out to this community and share the love of Christ. And it takes money to do that, and it really does. And we have to give. But if you're not here prepared today to make your pledge of money, I hope that as Bill plays this morning for a little bit, that you will come and kneel and give yourself to God. That you will consecrate your life, your time, your talent, your abilities, your service, your witness to God through the ministries of this church and through your very life lived the way that God calls us to live it. So let us now come into this time. As it ends and as everybody is going back to their seat, we will have a consecration prayer and then we will have our closing hymn. Okay, if you did not bring an envelope to put your pledge card in, there's some in the narthex, but you can, if you want to just fold it up real good, you can do that and lay that on the altar. We're easy. We can work with this, okay? All right, let us now go to God with a time of consecration.